My name is Luis Sanchez, and I'm running for City Council District 1. I was born and raised in District 1, and I attended all the schools in District 1, West Mesa, Lavaland, John Adams, and I'm a 26-year veteran of the Albuquerque Police Department, promoted to the rank of acting commander with the hard rank of lieutenant. I did serve the streets. I was on the streets of Albuquerque for all of my career. I know the ins and outs of the department. I've worked at City Hall and know what goes on and what has to be done at City Hall. I also own a successful Allstate insurance agency in District 1. I could have chosen any location in the city of Albuquerque or the state of New Mexico to open my business. And I came back to my roots to serve the people in my district and serve the people in my community that I grew up with. I'm now able to give back to the community now that I'm a business owner. One of the things that I'm most proud of is sponsoring scholarships to Westside seniors who are college bound. It's very important that we make sure that we support our students and make sure that they continue their successes as they move on to college.
Yeah, okay. You can go into your question that was given to you in advance.
Okay. My question, we do have an issue with the culture at APD. But it's not the one mentioned in the question. It's basically the lack of support from the administration for the brave men and women who protect our streets and causing police officers to leave in droves. With over 150 officers set to leave this year alone, this is unprecedented. I've been an APD officer for 26 years and never have I seen 150 officers leave the department. It's obvious that they're not supported. It'll take a decade to replace these officers unless something is done immediately. When I say a decade, that's 10 years, right? So that's a long time. I would change the culture of APD by empowering the officers. The officers need to be able to do their jobs. But I would also make sure that any bad actors would be held accountable. I would also change the culture at APD by working with recruitment and retention efforts, bringing back our old retention bonuses. Back in the 90s, we had retention bonuses, and those retention bonuses were meant to keep the officers that are on the job from retiring, and we gave them some money to keep them on. We also need to be conducting exit interviews to find out what's going on inside APD and what's happening. Obviously, there's something going on with the culture and the management that these officers are leaving. Right now, we're in the middle of an unprecedented crime crisis with murders looking to top 130 if we don't do something by the end of the year. That's 50 more than we've ever had. This is not a time to play around with the officers. It's time to support them and provide them with the tools they need to combat our rampant crime problem throughout this city. Until we change this culture, we're telling criminals that the streets belong to them, and the word is getting out. Criminals are coming from other states to commit crimes, as we saw with the recent shooting of our four police officers. Thank you.
Thank you. And a previously submitted question, similar to, well, what is your position on the proposed soccer stadium, and how did you arrive at that opinion?
Well, basically, I've actually gone to the soccer stadium numerous times. I've watched the United play. I've gone to their tailgates. I've hung out with them at the tailgates. But the vote's the vote. If the vote passes, I don't have control over the vote. I didn't have control of putting it on the ballot. And so if the vote is the vote and they approve it, then I'd like to see that stadium be on the west side of town, which will help our community here on the west side. And not only that, it's obviously that it'll help anyone that's attending the soccer game, because they'll be able to have easy on and easy off access on I-40.
Thank you very much. The next question is, what solutions should be considered for managing peak time traffic when vehicles are trying to access I-40?
Wow, I've actually put that study together years ago as a young police officer, and I wish somebody would have listened to my plan back then. What I proposed back in the day, based on the peak traffic situation, is first, from a city councilor standpoint, I'd make sure that I remove all these bottlenecks. We have bottlenecks on UNSER. We have bottlenecks on Paseo del Norte as you're going westbound into District 5. And it's so sad that people have to immediately end up in a traffic jam 1 minute after they leave their residence and 1 minute before they get to the residence. So it's really a sad situation. And so those things need to be relieved. Another thing that's very, very important is I remember putting together a plan for traffic safety teams. And what the traffic safety team would be doing is they would be comprised of police officers, tow trucks, and rescue squads and traffic officers. And you would have those traffic teams staged at the four corners on the incoming. If everybody's incoming to inbound traffic into Center City, you'd have those traffic teams staged on the outside so they can come in, clear up an accident within 10 minutes, take pictures, and then pull everybody off to the side. The tow trucks would be there, ready, available. You'd have the rescue team ready, available, and the ambulance ready, available, and the report would get taken care of, and that traffic situation would be removed within 10 minutes. It's not a hard thing to do. It takes a little bit of resources, but if the traffic unit is ready for it, you can have four traffic teams on I-40, and two on I-40 inbound and two on I-25 inbound.
Thank you very much. And your final question from the audience questions, this kind of goes back to your in advance question about the culture of APD, because there are sometimes, in the news we read about officer misdeeds, but we never seem to hear about prosecutions of these. Is that because there's a different punishment code for officers or what?
No, the officers are actually under a higher, they're actually under a stricter environment. Most people don't understand that the process to become an officer, how stringent it is, and the vetting process of how long it takes. When you first become a police officer, when I started as a police officer, there was 2,500 applicants for 60 slots. These officers go through an intense vetting process where they are actually put through, first of all, an intense background where they go all the way back to your fourth grade teacher. The next thing that they go through is they go through a really heavy psychological test. After they do a psychological test, the officers are put through a physical agility test that they have to pass. After the physical agility test that they deal with, then they have to go into a chief's board. After they hit the chief's board, then they go in through scenario training to see how they would actually react and through different scenarios. After that's done, then the officer goes through a 21-week police academy. So their integrity has been tested, and their integrity is tested over and over and over and over again. As a police officer, I had thousands and thousands and thousands of contacts. Never had to shoot anybody, never had to really pull my gun out. And it basically, it's based on the training. Thousands of positive interactions with the public. And when one officer makes a mistake, then it seems like it's all the officers. And that's one of the things that people need to realize, is that every single day, each and every officer, when we leave our house, we have kids, we have parents, we have mothers and fathers just like you, and we are human.
I'm sorry, sir, 10 seconds.
And it's very important for people to understand how hard it is to be a police officer.
Thank you.